broadcasting worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. We are about ready for this game on February 18th, 2010 between the Penguins. The Penguins and the Urban Knights from the Academy of Art University. We'll have the national anthem and an address by our AD here. That is Terry Toomey. He'll be with us here momentarily. And now, Terry Toomey with a special announcement tonight on Faculty Appreciation Night.
Welcome to the Collins Center at our first annual Faculty Appreciation Night. As you guys know, we are definitely here in appreciation for our partners here and a huge endeavor that we're doing in athletics, the transition to the NCAA Division II. Also, what's one of the most important elements of the NCAA is the delicate balance between academics and athletics. So tonight we're here to honor our partners in this endeavor, the School of Business and Leadership, and the School of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences. So tonight, representing the School of Business and Leadership is our own Dean Gary Williams. And also assisting me in honoring him in this endeavor is one of our student athletes, men's soccer player, Shane Hubert. Shane has a few words for Dr. Williams.
Good evening, everybody. So, for my 3 years here at Dominican, I've had the wonderful opportunity to create close relationships with the business faculty and staff members. Tonight, I would like to show our gratitude for presenting the School of Business with the Appreciation Award on behalf of all of Dominican student athletes. We appreciate the faculty and staff members' efforts in kind of creating a well-balanced school, and they can help the students kind of with all their needs and pretty much in the direction that the students need to be headed. We appreciate the effort that the faculty and staff members have given, and we would like for you to accept this token of our appreciation.
Thank you, Shane. Well done. Now, representing the Department of the School of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences, Dr. Christian Dean. Presenting to Dr. Dean is one of our women's volleyball players, Ms. Jacqueline Woodall.
In my 4 years here at Dominican in the School of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences, I've had the opportunity to get very close with faculty and in each school. The faculty and staff have been very helpful in pushing us and in the right direction and helping us be able to play sports and be part of academics. And tonight we want to present you with this award of our appreciation.
Well done. Now if I could, I'd like the staff and deans and professors, all who are representing those schools, to please stand. And if we could join them in a round of applause and appreciation. And on that note, thank you all for coming out. We hope you enjoy a great game. And most importantly, student section, 1, 2, 3, go DU! Thank you.
All right, Josh.
We ask that you now please rise and remove your caps for this
rendition of our national anthem.
Ah, what a great night.
By Mr. Nick Parrish.
And now the national anthem for those of you at home. Please rise.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
All right, fans, what a great night. Great job there by Nick Parrish with the national anthem. Sweet performance. And now the starting lineups for tonight's matchup. Penguins against the Urban Knights for Academy of Art University under head coach Mark Sembrowicz. Coach is assisted by Sean Sweeney, Kevin White, Zachary Young, and John Ward. Number three is Lance Oliver, a 5'2" junior out of Richmond. Number 10 is Philip Samuel, a 6'3" junior out of Las Cruces, New Mexico. Number 11 is Hunter Hayden, a 6'9" sophomore out of Hayward. And number 40 is Aaron Aikman, a 6'8" freshman out of Tucson. For the mighty Penguins, under head coach Brett Tavani. Coach is assisted by Lee Cretion, Jesse Haskins, John Parker, and Scott Springhorn. Number 20 is Killian Larson, a 6'10" freshman. Number 22 is Austin Bryan, a 6'4" freshman. Number 31, Mark Lewis, a 6' sophomore. Number 32, Xander McNally, a 6'2" sophomore. And rounding things out for the Penguins, number 33 at 6'5", the senior, Alex Ward. You're listening to NC2A Basketball, Penguin Style, on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight. Both teams on the court. Penguins will be sending out the 6'10" freshman Larson into the middle. Also tonight for the Penguins, James McKinnon celebrating his birthday. For the Penguins, Alex Ward. Aaron Aikman in the middle for the Urban Knights. Tipped out. Goes out of bounds, it'll be Penguin ball. Aikman got the jump, believe it or not. Aikman in there at 6'8". It's a little bit better timing than the big man. So the Penguins now on offense. Off to our left, the Penguins for the first half will be attacking that southern hoop. Here's Lewis, he bangs his way in there. Everybody's on the floor, whistles. We're only 16 seconds into it. As Lewis drove in left side. Foul is on Aaron Aikman, a 6'8" freshman out of Tucson.
Mark Lewis in the line for the Penguins.
Lance Oliver out there, 5'2" junior. Josh wearing number 3. Draws the attention immediately of the fans. How can a man at 5'2" be playing amongst these other NC2A players is the first one is good from Lewis.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Stu. If you ever seen Lance Olivet play basketball, you can tell from immediately he's very skilled in terms of handling the ball, and he's probably one of the smallest, most athletic guys I've seen on the court after seeing him play at Academy of Art.
Lewis knocks down both of them. Bringing it up is Oliver. He goes no look into the right corner. Brilliant ball control. Oliver, brilliant bullet pass into the right corner, missed. Penguins with a rebound, 2-zip DU. Well, to finish my thought, when you see Oliver at 5'2", how can he be out there with the likes of the 6'10" Killian Larson, the 6'10" Tyler Sokol? Big long ball goes off now for the Penguins in the corner by Austin Bryan. No, the point leader for the DUs, averaging 22 points a game. Here's another jumper, and he gets it to fall. Austin Bryan opens the night. After missing it, gets his own rebound, and the Penguins steal it back in transition. 4-zip DU, 18-49. So you got Oliver out there at 5'2", and on the floor with Killian Larson at 6'10". Here's a jumper, up and under. Austin, no good. Alex Ward with a jumper there. Check it, that was McNally. Couldn't get it to go. Way out on the right side now goes Philip Samuel. Three ball, good. 4-3 Penguins. Penguins going to slow things down, bringing it up. Halftime extravaganza. Josh will have all the numbers. But for now, we are live. Conlin Center. Oliver up against Mark Lewis. Lewis towering over Oliver. Gets the ball off. And Oliver's in there with Hunter Hayden. And when he stands next to Hayden, Oliver barely comes up to mid-chest, but Oliver very confident. You'll hear a lot of Oliver, the point guard, the starter at 5'2". He is so fast, so fleet of foot, up on his feet is Tavani. Tavani yelling at the referee. Referee didn't hear much of it. Now the shot on goal, left edge. Samuel, no. Penguins with the rebound. 4-3 DUs. Penguins off to our left. Attacking that southern hoop here in the Conlin Center in the turnover. Gives it back to the Urban Knights. After the ball went out of bounds, off the end line. Inbounds now to Oliver.
The Urban Knights, too, they're doing a very good job of keeping track of where Austin Bryan is on the floor. He had over 30 on this team the last time they met, so they're trying to make sure that he definitely doesn't get any good looks at the rim.
Foul is called against Mark Lewis. He tripped up Oliver inadvertently, and Lewis back to the bench now. Alistair Flack has entered the game. The senior Flack having a good year. Flack, one of those guys I've watched since his freshman year. Started off beautifully as a freshman. Has continued to improve, and now Oliver brings it in. After Alistair Flack enters the game, and Oliver walks with it. You don't see that too often. 17 and a half to go, Penguin ball. Penguins ended up getting it back. Across the middle now is McNally. He brings it up. He's thinking about Bryan. He doesn't give it to Bryan. Bryan's got only one man on him. Now they drive it in, right side Ward. Ward missed it deep into the hands of Oliver after the rebound. Oliver flips it off left side. Now they get it back down low. Penguins with some big-time defense. Good play there by Aikman from the left wing to get it to fall. He just drifted, and takes the Urban Knights up 5-4. Now a whistle off ball. They're going to give it back to Academy. And I'm not sure what happened. Off-ball penalty is called against Killian Larson. Larson looked up, somehow threw an elbow off ball, Josh. They give it back. So after Oliver walked with it, Penguins get the ball. They hand it right back to him. Urban Knights now on offense. Good pass there by Oliver. Now drifting around the outside is Ivan Prima Jr. Ivan Prima Jr., the 6'1" freshman out of East Palo Alto. And he picks up a foul. So he comes in. Josh, just a few seconds after entering the game, he gets rung up. Two fouls committed by both squads. 16:40 to go. 5-4 Penguins trail. Flack left wing, top of the key. Austin Bryan, the leading point scorer for the DUs. Freshman is Bryan at 6'4". He's out of Wenatchee. Now they go down low. Work it back and forth. Xander McNally from the left edge, right-handed, good. 6'5 Penguins.
That was a great look from McNally on that one, Stu. He's perhaps one of the most athletic guys in the PacWest right now, I would say. At least on this DU team, he has been a powerhouse for them all season.
Down low, good ball control. Hunter Hayden, the 6'9 sophomore out of Hayward, with a perfect feed from up top. Hayden knocks it down from the right side. Big jumper. 7-6, Penguins trail. First half action. Penguin ladies lost a heartbreaker earlier, leading by 10 at the half, 11 at the end of three quarters, and ended up losing by three. Penguins now top of the key. Now they get it over to McNally. McNally backs up with 8 on the shot clock. 6-5, he's on the way. Left side, whistles, spins it off the backboard, goes in left side, up and under. Urban now, foul is called on Phillip Samuel. And a timeout has come, media timeout. 15:33 to go. 7-6, Penguins trail. Here's Josh.
Well, it's been a pretty close game right here so far between the Penguins and Urban Knights. They've done a good job of keeping Austin Bryant on the perimeter and keeping the ball out of his hands, swarming to him on the defensive end. The Penguins have had trouble trying to get it down low, but the big men down low can definitely do it for the Penguins if given the opportunity. I think they should keep dishing it down low, Stu, try to get some looks under the basket in the post and see if they can get some wins on Academy of Art. But Academy of Art is a very tough squad, and they are definitely looking to redeem themselves because they lost to this Penguin squad by 20 at home. And you always want to come back and beat the winning team that went and gave you that type of whooping. So the Penguins just going to have to stay on top of their goal and stay on top of everything and play their type of ball, up-tempo and quick, and not take Academy of Art lightly because the Urban Knights will come back and get you, Stu.
Nah, you're absolutely right, especially when the Penguins went into their house last time and got them good. And as you mentioned, the Penguins don't want to do anything nutty tonight. And would like to just issue another loss to the Urban Knights and send them on home. But that's easier said than done. As Brianna Chambers and the ladies squad can attest, very difficult, Urban Knights, a very sneaky squad. And that's about as nice a compliment as an opposing broadcaster can pay. 7-6, Penguins trail, 15:33 to go. Radio.dominican.edu. We are broadcasting worldwide, as usual, on the line. For the DUs is Andrew McNally. And that one goes down, nothing but swish. 7-up. Josh is drinking one right now. Happens to be the score. On the way. And that is El Perfecto. Penguins lead is 1. Inbounds to Oliver. Or is it Olivier?
I believe it is Olivier.
Pardon me, fans. Let's see if I can get that right. Olivier it is. Number 3, Lance Olivier out of Richmond. Olivier's got it with a head fake. No look pass. Boy, that guy can pass it. He is so slick, it's unbelievable. He's so fast, too. And actually, at 5'2", Josh, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that his height is an advantage in itself because very fast, you're not used to seeing a guy down there.
Well, he's played on the Division I level. This is a guy who walked on to San Jose State squad this past year. So Lance Olivier is not, you know, he's not a stranger to good high-quality basketball. He has played it at the highest level possible. So the Penguins are definitely going to have to deal with him this tonight.
Flat comes ripping around and slams into Killian Larson, pounds into his own guy. After Hunter Hayden had scored the deuce. Hayden with a big two ball to send the Penguins backward. 9-8. DU trailing. Inbounds. DU's have it. They get it over to Ward. Ward goes top of the key over to Al Flack. Flack's got Olivier on him. He goes between the legs. Olivier's not letting him do anything. Flack's got his hands full with Olivier. Over to the right side now. Now they drift in. Uh-oh, it gets away. Loose ball from Ward, but he had enough on it, Josh, to hang on to it. Now he sets up a screen, passes it back off to McNally. Now they go down low. Bryan air ball. He tried to get his own rebound. That's one of those opportunities, Josh, where you shoot it from the left side, air ball it up there, and then get your own rebound on the other side of the hoop. But the ball then subsequently went out of bounds. Ball's going to go back to the Penguins, though. 14:24 to go. Penguins have it on the short side, and now there's some confusion as one of the scoring table guys have come up. Tavani doesn't like what he sees. Now the Penguins are ready. They do get it inbounds. They get it to Larson. Larson goes down low, and he gives it away promptly. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Here's a jumper from Philip Samuel. No. Rebound, Penguins. McNally brings it down. Left side, Bryan on the way. Three ball, yes. Play there by Austin. After receiving a perfect pass into the left corner, then he hammers home the tray ball. Penguins up by 2, 11-9. 14:05 to go. Aaron Aikman will bring it in as Wella Dennis has come in for Academy. Penguins off to our right now on defense. Olivier at the top of the key, passes it over to the right side. He hands it off to Aikman. Now it's back in and out of the hands, and Austin Bryan gets in the way of it, forces the turnover. And Xander McNally pounds one home amid heavy traffic. Very, very physical there, Josh, under the hoop. And somehow he gets it to fall without a whistle. 13.5, the Penguins by 4. Down low, all ball, no whistle, out of bounds. Off the DUs after a clean block. Olivier will bring it in. Seems like they keep looking over the scoring table as if there's a problem, but inbounds, Olivier gets it over to Dennis on the way, good for two. And that was a 19-foot, 6-inch two ball, Josh. The line being at 19-9. Couldn't have gotten much further out there. And Wella Dennis with a steal. He heaves it the length of the court up into the Penguin cheerleaders. Oh, boy. Oh, cheerleaders better get out of the way. They almost got creamed. There's about 5 or 6 225-pound guys bearing down on him. And cheerleaders stuck right in there, hung right in there. 13 minutes to go. 13-11. Down low. Penguins Larson. No. Outside. McNally, three ball, yes. That's two trays in a row. Penguins are reigning. 16-11. Like all day, Ray Chavis is in the house. I did see him in between games, but the way the ball is falling in from outside the arc, I can swear Ray Chavis is out on the court. Maybe just in spirit. Now Jonathan Burnett, who's coming to the game, a 6'7" junior out of Rock Island, Illinois, buries one from the right side. Penguins by 3, 12.5 to go. McNally hands it off to Larson, almost lets it get away from him. Larson hangs onto it. Three ball, Bryan, yes.
Oh,
man.
Oh.
Bryan out there on the right wing.
From big boy land. That was an NBA three, Stu.
That was about 23, I think you're right. Goes out of bounds off of the Penguins, apparently. And both Al Flack and Austin Bryan were pointing it should go out the other way. And I think Coach Devaney thought so, too. But apparently it went out off of the DUs. Olivier to bring it in. Getting ready to enter the game for the first time tonight is Xavier Muldrow. Wella Dennis throws it down low. Good pass from Dennis to Jonathan Burnett. Burnett goes back and forth, tries to spin around, but it's hard to get around the 6'10" Killian Larson. Larson's a load down low. I would not have to want to try and buckle around him because it's just almost impossible to do. Larson, the big man on the floor right now, measures up nicely against Aikman at 6'8", although those guys look to be about the same height. Burnett's in there at 6'7", all three of those guys. Couldn't tell which one's tallest. Penguins have the 6'10er. 11:55 to go as the ball is brought right here in front of the broadcasting area, and this one goes off the foot of Bryan, who stuck the foot out, as well as Dennis was looking down low for Aaron Aikman. There's a media timeout, and you are listening to the media, the official outlet here at Dominican University of California. Tonight's a big night. All kinds of fans, all kinds of, tonight is faculty appreciation night. And there are several games going on tonight. And we'll try and bring this to you. Josh will give the play-by-play on the burrito roll.
The burrito roll, you say, Stu?
That's what's going on.
Right now, they got a burrito roll going. Actually, I didn't know it was called the burrito roll, but two people are in blankets are being pushed across. It looks like the right team on the left side is pushing farther over, but he's almost pushed him into. Oh, he trips over him into the stands. I've never called a burrito roll before. And it seems like both burritos are a little out of place. But whoever got the farthest looks like they got a little bit of. They got a voucher for Puentes Taqueria. Go shout out Puentes Taqueria. The best burritos in town right there in the Montecito Plaza. They are the sponsor of the burrito roll.
Well, who better?
I didn't exactly know what to say on it. I've never called a burrito. I've called a soccer game, lacrosse, softball, baseball, basketball, volleyball.
Yeah,
never burrito roll.
You'll call a lot of weird stuff here on radio.dominican.edu. The burrito roll.
It's just one of the few.
Yeah, it won't be the weirdest. Inbound, stolen away, Xander. Excellent play. Gets it up to Muldrow with a jumper right side. And Muldrow!
The X Factor. The X Factor, Stu.
You're not kidding. X to X. 11 and a half to go. Great play there by Muldrow to hit the jumper from the right elbow. Penguins 21-13 after the conclusion of the burrito roll. Timeout. Here's a big three ball from Brian. No. He gets his own rebound somehow. Top of the key, McNally. Between the circles, shot clock resets, 27. After the big two ball hit by Xavier. Well, Muldrow was just so stylish on that play, too. That was vintage Muldrow. Right side, Penguins 16, 15, 14 on the shot. Now they're working it outside the wheel. Penguins in control of this one, 21-13. Driving in now is Fox Mulholland. Gets a shot off left elbow, no. Coming up on 10 and a half. Academy brings it up after the rebound. They get it back over to Devin Williams, who's entered the game. Williams goes down low to Jonathan Burnett, the 6'7 junior, good. Good play there, Williams to Burnett. Tremendous work. 21-15 Penguins. 10 and a half to go, fans. Xavier, left wing, he's way out there, too far to shoot. He's being guarded by number 5, Jordan Knox, a 6-foot freshman out of Brentwood down south. 5 guarding 5. Shot on goal, no. Back down with it is Wella Dennis. Over to the right side, Jordan Knox, top of the key, back to Dennis, who's calling out the play. Olivier on the bench for now. Uh-oh. Academy jumps with it. Devin Williams, I thought he walked, Josh.
I thought it was a travel too.
Oh, there's another scoop. There's two in a row. And Tavani is going.
Two blatant travels.
I mean, two in a row.
Two back-to-back. You got to call those. I don't know.
Right in front of the broadcasting area, right in front of the coach, right in front seemingly of the referees, but apparently the referees were blocked out. Both of those, though.
Well, you know, you can argue that the ref didn't have a good look at it, but you can also argue that grass is blue.
Big-time pinch job is what it looked like. Here's a long softy from Alex Ward. Beautiful play there just beyond the free throw line out on the left wing.
Gotta love the shot from Air Warden.
Air Warden,
23-15. Air Warden, that's his name, Stu.
Well, I can see why. Here's a jumper now by Wella Dennis, and he's blocked out, no whistle. Brian's going to bring it up to a full house here on the Penguins side. I mean, there got to be 500 more. More than 500 Penguin fans in the house tonight, no doubt. What? It's just loaded here on Faculty Appreciation Night. Here goes for the near hammer jam by Alex Ward, but at the last second, he brought it back, no showboat over the top, pounds it home though easily. 25-15, 9:03 to go. And now Jordan Knox has got it. He's being guarded by Muldrow. He gets it top of the key over to Aikman. Aikman now over to Wella Dennis, fakes with the head fake. Back into the hands of Williams. Tavani's screaming. Williams, top of the key, drives in, waves it off, travel. 8:43, 25-15. Penguins on top. It'll be DU ball.
Well, it's about time they call one of those, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not kidding.
You don't see me question the referees that much, but every now and then you got to give the officials just a little bit, Stu.
Pardon me, Josh, but if any of the fans out there are regular listeners to DU basketball on this very radio station, they know that what you just said is a blatant lie. You will challenge the referees every chance.
It's the political answer. It's the political answer to give.
I'm here to keep you. I keep you on the straight and narrow.
I'm running for governor next year.
Xavier with a shot on goal. Can't get it to fall in transition. The Academy brings it up, and it goes out of bounds and a whistle. And I think they've called this on McNally. Yeah, it is on McNally? I'm not sure.
I believe they call it on Fox Maholan, Stu.
All right. Well, it was out of bounds then on Fox because up on the board, the number is of McNally. Now the shot goes up from the right side by Knox. Three ball land, no. Gets his own rebound. Top of the key over to Dennis. Now they work it outside. Nice hand control. Three ball on the way. Knox short again. In the air, loose ball. Fox gets in there with Killian Larson. Finally, Larson comes down with it. Penguins with a 10-point advantage in the first half. 7:53 to go. Lewis has got it in the left corner. And it finally goes out of bounds as Lewis was falling out of bounds. He turned around and threw it against the knees of Wella Dennis. Dennis out of Sacramento and Jesuit High School. He's a 5'10 senior. Dennis leaned back and the ball came off his knee, went out of bounds, and a timeout has been called. Penguins by 10. 7:48 to go. Radio.dominican.edu.
Well, right now, Stu, the Penguins have done a good job of trying to force the ball down the court, and they have played their game of basketball. They have played a lot, very up-tempo and stayed ahead of this very able Urban Knights team, being able to get the good shots they need, also, as well as Austin Bride sinking good shots, Alex Warden striking down low, good rebounding from Killian Larson, and Xavier Muldrow moving the ball around, showing a lot of his quickness, matching up with their guards very well. You got to love the play from the Penguins, and I looked for them to do nothing but improve on this, Stu, and keep the game up-tempo, keep playing their style of basketball.
You know, speaking of Wella Dennis, Josh, he was honored by the PacWest Conference, the top 10 honor roll just this week. So props to Dennis. Senior guard Wella Dennis posted a season-high 17 points off the bench against Notre Dame Dana Moore. That was on the 13th of February, just 5 days ago. So that's a high honor from the PacWest Conference for Wella Dennis. Good job there. 7:48 to go. Penguins by 10. We're back underway.
I can do you one better, Stu.
All right, then.
Austin Bryan is the first Penguins men basketball player in history to be the Pac-10 Player of the Week.
I was planning on getting to that, but I'm glad you did. 7:40 to go now. Penguins on offense.
And he would also be the first one to lead the conference in scoring as well.
With 22 a game, 7 on the shot. Here's Xavier, right side 5. Xavier drives in. Another 2 for Muldrow. That's 4. Muldrow coming off the bench has been very solid. And subsequent to that one going down, inbounds, Lance Olivier brings it up and then walks with it, Josh. Penguins get it on the unforced error. 27-15. 7:25 to go. Our next broadcast, fans. Saturday night, Notre Dame in the house. Chasing it out of bounds. Academy of Art will be Penguin ball as it's knocked out of bounds on the inbounds. Xavier threw it in. It was tipped out. Now Austin will have a chance to do it. Inbounds. They get it to Lewis, and Lewis promptly gives it away accidentally. I mean, obviously, he wouldn't do it purposely, but it got away from him. Outside, Wella Dennis. Top of the key, Olivier. Head fake, kick out. On the way, Prima. Ooh, in and out. Rebound. Jonathan Burnett, put back good. Burnett for a deuce. 27-17, 7 minutes exactly in this one. To a nearly full house on the Penguins side. As loaded as we've seen it all season. I'd say as loaded as we've seen it in several seasons. This place is packed. With the exception, Josh, of Midnight Mayhem, tonight is about as loaded as it's been since that night in October. I believe it was October 14th, and Mr. Penguin, Mike Wells, has come in off the bench. recently voted by the DU faithful.
For all those who weren't able to attend, Mike Wells participated in a talent show, swimsuit contest, and overall extravaganza to earn Mr. Penguin.
All right, now we're back underway, and Wells is not on the floor. Wells, a junior, is Mr. Penguin. He was a freshman NAIA CalPAC Player of the Year. Wells had a brilliant freshman season, then got hurt in his sophomore campaign. Now he's back, having a great year. 6:22, Wells left wing on the way. Oh, Wells gets it! Wells knocks down the three ball, and one, and
Big
one, and one. Wells with a four-point opportunity.
Big Mike Wells, how about that? Staying strong, pulling the trigger, drawing the foul. He'll go to the line for the four-point play. It's very rare, but when it happens, you love to see it, Stu.
Wells with a big jumper and a tray ball on the left wing. He was fouled by Lance Olivier. Wells on the way, and he makes all 4 points. And that is a rarity, 31-17 Penguins. Penguins having a very nice go of it so far tonight. 6:10 to go in the first half, fans. Don't forget, halftime extravaganza, driving in around the outside is Prima. He goes for it, Prima, at the last second, dump off. Hayden, no. Hayden at 6'9" can really bang around down low. He's out of James Logan High School. Hayward is Hunter Hayden. 6'9" sophomore, he goes to the line after being fouled down there. He has to face Chili the Penguin, though, who's trying to distract him by standing perfectly still. Hayden misses the first one. 6:02 on the clock when we resume. Hayden on the line. 31-17, Penguins. On the way, missed them both. Rebound, Prima. Loose ball, out of bounds off of Knox. Penguin ball. And Al Flack with some good defense there along with Mike Wells forced the issue. While Prima had control of it for a second, Josh, Wells and Flack got in there to knock it around and force the turnover. 5:50 to go, clock rolls. Here's Larson, he goes top of the key, gets it back over to McNally. Boy, that, you know, Josh, McNally and Bryant with Larson down low is just such a formidable trio. And here's a jumper by Fox Mulholland with a three ball. Right wing, 34-17, Fox. Fox didn't want me just talking about those other three guys. Just I'm telling you how great those three guys are. Fox buries a big tray. Good work from Mulholland. Jumper, close range, Hayden, short. Larson now barking at the referee. Larson wants some time, and the foul is called against Jonathan Burnett. Burnett out of Rock Island, Illinois, is a 6'7" junior. And that's his first. For the Penguins, it's Mulholland, Brian, Al Flack, Larson, and Mike Wells. 5:04 and the clock rolls, 34-17. Flack's got it on the left elbow. Ooh, boy, I thought he dragged it, but not quite. Jumper, Mike Wells, high off the glass. Mike Wells with another deuce. So Wells comes in off the bench and scores 6 points very quickly, Josh. Getting ready to enter is Tyler Sokol for the mighty Penguins. Academy comes up with the up and under by Prima, gets his own rebound. And that is with an air ball in the middle. How do you do it? You come in low on the baseline, hurl one up, miss everything, and have it come down on the other side of the bucket. Stolen away now from Jordan Knox by the D.U.s, by McNally, and then it's thrown back away. McNally chucked it into the backcourt, and Jonathan Burnett had it. Now the referee has to talk to Coach Sembrowicz and explain what happened. It was a backcourt penalty, and apparently the ball was received and backed up one step, and that is one of those things you cannot do. 4:19 to go, fans, 36-17. Penguin ball off to our left. McNally's got it. Penguins remaining very cool as they are in control here. Sokol has entered the game. Tavani's got his big guys in there, and now the drifting runner by McNally goes down from the right baseline with the whistle, and then seemingly forever later, it goes down.
How about the Kobe shot almost behind the basket, tossing it up, getting the and one? You love to see the play from Xander McNally. He's such a great facilitator of this offense, Stu. A defensive powerhouse. I mean, steals, tears it apart. Xander has just been a star here for the Penguins, and we've been glad to have him ever since he started for us this season.
Absolutely. Been a brilliant addition to the squad. I'll tell you what, in the offseason, that Tavani made some great moves. I mean, some great moves. And it's really been paying off here. Penguins are playing beautifully. Oh, the quick. Oh, man, that was an alley-oop. And it had all the makings of a perfect play, with the exception of the air ball, the air oop. And now Samuel buries one. That's Philip Samuel, a 6'3" junior, got the start tonight. As the Penguins had the alley-oops, they transitioned down, scored two. 38-19, DU's comfortably in control of this one so far. 3:15 to go. Here's Al, drifts around left side. No look, McNally, up and under. Great play by McNally after the perfect feed by Alistair Flack.
How about the reverse layup by the Irishman, Xander McNally, Stu? You got to love that great play.
That was a reverse up and under, and that was something special. Here's a jumper by Prima. No. Back at him. Penguins in the way of it. Rebound. Mike Wells has got it. Out on the right wing. Wells with six. Penguins just off a big-time road trip over to the Hawaiian Islands. And that really beat these guys up. But they've come back bigger and stronger. Here's a long jumper by Al Flack. Left wing. Flack goes
in
three
your
ball.
Eye. In your eye. Oh, Lord, Stu.
That was deep. Yeah, that was deep. And Flack had all the grace of a gazelle as he lays that one in there from three-point land. And Flack tries to force the issue, tries to force the jumper. Instead, he picks up a foul as he wraps up with Jordan Knox. A timeout has been called, fans. 2:25 to go in the half, 43-19. Don't forget, halftime extravaganza. Josh will have all the stats from the first half. And our next broadcast, fans, Saturday night, right here, Conlin Center. Penguins will welcome in the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore. Women, 5:30. Guys, 7:30. Josh and I will be here, radio.dominican.edu.
Yes, sir. Stu, how about the play by Al Flack? Dribble right, dribble left, give you a little hop step, and bow. Pulls the trigger in his face, knocks it down, nothing but net. That was very John Wall-esque of my man Al Flack. And he's going to love that. That was fantastic.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Flack and Mike Wells with big-time three balls tonight. Good job there by Flack. And the junior Mike Wells. Oh, Flack has been a great Penguin all 4 years, a senior. I'm going to hate to see Flack go. It just seems like yesterday he showed up a freshman. He had the tightest buzz cut you've ever seen, Josh, back when he was a freshman. He just had a little fuzzy wig going.
Well, I'm telling you, Stu, Al Flack, if there is an award in NCAA for Sixth Man of the Year, he would definitely win it in the PacWest. I mean, coming off the bench, he brings a lot of energy for this DU squad and just a big boost of athleticism. And you got to love it. I mean, whether he's starting or coming off the bench for the Penguins, Al Flack has been a force and something to reckon with throughout the PacWest this year.
2:20 to go, fans. Back court. Ball got loose. Academy's got it. Clock rolls, 2:15. Lance Olivier brings it up. Oh, high-stepping Olivier. God, that guy is fast, and he is brilliant with the ball control. He hands it off, no look at the last second, to Hunter Hayden. So while Olivier has gotten a ton of minutes so far tonight, he hasn't taken a single shot. And a 5'2", he's had plenty of looks, Josh. But the guy is so unselfish, and he has such a brilliant no-look bullet pass that I think his guys are waiting on him. Hayden drives one in left side, lays it in there, and draws the foul. That's the sixth team foul committed by the Penguins. But with only 2:07 to go, and the clock is still not rolling, there it goes. The Penguins aren't in any trouble of getting to the double bonus, I wouldn't think. 2:05, maybe I spoke too soon. No, that one's called against Academy, the eighth. That one is called against Ivan Prima Jr., the 6'1" freshman out of East Palo Alto. Penguins getting ready to re-enter Xavier Muldra. And to the line goes Tyler Sokol, and that one is good. 44-22, Penguins on top in the first half of this one. 2:05 to go. Sokol goes back to the line. Josiah Johnston comes in, the 6'7" sophomore out of Loomis, and he comes into the game for Academy. Clock rolls 2:02. Olivier in the backcourt, now an off-ball penalty called on Hayden. So Hayden picks up one more. And that's going to give the ball back to the DUs, I believe. That's the first one called on Hayden. Brian's back out on the floor now for the Mighty Penguins. 45-22, 2:01 to go. Penguins get it on the short side. They bring it in right under the hoop. It's tipped into the hands of Hayden. Penguins give it away. Oh, and then stolen away by Xavier Muldrow, who's now going to slow things down. That was a heads-up play by Muldrow to just stop and slow things down. He did not have the numbers. It was 2-on-2. But Muldrow knows better at 5'9". Why force the issue? Let the rest of the guys catch up to him. Muldrow throws a hip out there, goes to Brian, three ball, top of the key.
He can't miss.
Was just crazy at the top of the key. Brian hammers one.
He can't miss. It was off balance. He didn't even come set. He can't miss.
That was unbelievable. 48-22. Josh is losing his lunch over here.
Shout out to Wenatchee. Whatever they got in the water over there is working great.
Lance Olivier fires one off the left wing, and he is fouled. Foul is called against Xander McNally as Olivier lets his first shot fly of the night. No? It was Hayden. I thought Olivier let that one go, but he apparently not, because Hayden's at the line with 1:14 to go. 48-22. You're right. Brian's on fire right now. He's shooting them nicely, and his stroke is looking smooth.
Tonight, he's been on fire all season.
Yeah,
it's just
call.
Ridiculous. 22 a game as a freshman.
Hayden misses his third free throw in a row.
I don't know, Stu. I may sound a little overexcited to a lot of our fans out there, but you have to know that. I don't know if any freshman has come in to Dominican and posted these types of numbers and been this aggressive and this phenomenal their first year.
Now, Olivier gets left in the backcourt.
Took his draws, man.
Olivier gets left in the backcourt by Muldrow, and then Muldrow, after he whips it around his back, sends the team down under the bucket and takes it himself for two. The Penguins bring it back the other direction. Check it, Academy brings it the other direction after Muldrow scored the deuce. 50-22, 54 seconds, foul under the bucket. And a timeout. That foul is called against McNally? No, that can't be right. McNally wasn't even in there for that series. It's called on somebody, or it's a timeout, and that is what it is. It's a timeout called by Academy. There was so much confusion there for a minute. I had to get caught up. 50-22, 54.7 seconds left in the first half.
Stu.
Yes, Josh.
Xavier Muldrow.
Yes, that was unbelievable.
Broke ankles. His ankles, his knees, his pelvic region, and everywhere else broke, left on the floor.
Not his. Everybody
not
else's.
His. Everyone else's.
Inbounds. Olivier brings it in. And the foul then is called against Sokol. Sokol has come in off the bench tonight, and that's his first. Sokol in there is 6'10". And now to the line is Philip Samuel, 6'3" junior. He stands set, softly, yes. Gets to go again. 54 seconds when we resume play. 50-23, though. Penguins in pretty good shape here in the first half. Samuel.
Go ahead, Sue. Penguin guard James McKinnon says shout out to his mom out there in Australia who's tuning in.
Absolutely, then.
Listeners from all over the world tune in to our Penguins, and the parents of Alistair Flack, our other Australian, are here tonight in the Collinson.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
David and Tegwin are here. I didn't know that. All right, that's cool. So shout out to McKinnons listening down under. 50-25 after the freebie goes. Here goes Sokol for three, top of the key, no. And Academy, oh man, good hustle there on the part of Primo, who was diving for it. He ends up slamming his head into the front row of the grandstand. I hope he's okay, I'm sure he is. He popped right back up. Good hustle there by Primo. 32 and a half seconds to go. Penguins up 50-25. First half. Inbounds. Muldrow's got it. He gets backed up by Olivier. Now they get it off to Brian. Back over to Brian. He's got it on the right wing, thinking about it. Shot clock's off 19 seconds. Alex Ward's got it. 16. Now Xavier. Penguins just want to hang onto it, swallow it, try and get one last shot off. 9, 8, 7, driving in. 4. Here's a jumper. Brian, in and out. 2. Rebound. Academy. 1 second to go. On the way. End of half. 50-25. And the Penguins are in total control of this one, Josh. No problemo. 50-25. Halftime coming up. Josh will have all the stats as soon as we get them. That's the end of the first half. Second half coming up. Penguins in control. 50-25 radio.dominican.edu. Please stay with us.
Points per game. He is on a record-setting pace. He stays on this record. He stays on his pace, I should say. By the time it's all said and done here at Dominican, we could very well be looking at a future Hall of Famer. Maybe I'm jumping too ahead of myself.
No, not at all. Are you kidding?
But since
right in there,
we've
man.
Already crowned at least one future Hall of Famer tonight, which is Alicia Flatten.
Yeah.
Alicia Flatten became the all-time leading scorer in Penguin women basketball history. The all-time leading scorer.
50-24, Josh. I thought it was 50-25. All right, been corrected by Brandon Davis. In fact, it's 24. So Hunter Hayden was given 3 on a 2-ball, actually, and that was caught by our own SID, Brandon Davis, who is here tonight as usual. 50-24 with the play-by-play in the third quarter is my lovable sidekick, the junior broadcasting sensation himself, Josh Johnson.
Now's Academy of Art Urban Knights carried up the court. They have the ball down low to Hayden. Hayden turns around, jumper misses. It's rebounded by Austin Bryant. Bryant gives it up to McNally and Xander McNally, the Irishman from San Francisco, would carry the ball down court for the Penguins. Gives it up to Mark Lewis. Lewis has it. Oh, it's almost knocked out of his hands by Olivier. Lewis has it. Drives in the paint. Pulls up for the long two. Oh, bounces off the tip of the rim, but it's rebounded. Put back up again by Killian Larson. Gets the easy two. 52-24. The Penguins still lead here with about 19-24 as the half just got underway. Lance Olivier carries it up. Oh, and he fumbles around with the ball a little bit. He's almost stolen away by Mark Lewis as Olivier drives in, draws the contact, gets the layup. Right in the chest of Killian Larson. You love to see
Are
him contest
you
that.
Kidding me. But what a play by Olivier. That's the only way a 5'2" guy can make it.
Pure athleticism by Olivier. Stu, you're absolutely right. As Austin Bryant has the ball now at the top of the arc for the Penguins. Dishes down low baseline to Alex Ward, who drives baseline. Dishes out to the top of the key. Killian Larson pulls the jumper and misses. It's rebounded by the high jump. He's at him. And now he is. Austin Bryant pulls the three just off the tip of the rim. He rebounds it. Goes up. And he's not fouled. Coach Shivani sure wants one as it's rebounded by Hayden. And he carries it down court for the Urban Knights. Just then, charge is called against the Urban Knights. Xander McNally hit the pavement. I should say hit the hardwood. And that is a foul against Ivan Prima.
Josh, I cannot get over.
Timeout, Penguins.
I cannot get over the play by Lance Olivier. It was such an incredible running, driving play. He went up, so athletic. Oh, wow, the Penguin cheerleaders are going bananas out here. This is awesome. Wow, what a display of pure athletic ability by one of our DU cheerleaders. Anyway, this play by Olivier, he drove in the right side. And now they're recognizing Alicia Flatten, the all-time leading scorer here tonight during the women's game.
Right now they're announcing Alicia Flatten, who just became the all-time leading scorer in Penguins women's basketball history. She's being interviewed by none other than David Moore, who was the runner-up in the Mr. Penguin contest. Well, not David Moore, excuse me.
David Morris.
David Morris.
Not Morrissey.
Morris. Excuse me. So many, too many Davids, too many Moores, too many Xanders and Xaviers as Dominican inbounds the ball to Xander McNally. McNally drives down court. Not even contested. Goes to the rim. Easy layups. Those are my cookies, and I'll take them all. Xander McNally goes ahead 54-26. As Lance Olivier carries the ball up court for the Urban Knights. Olivier has it. Hesitates. Dishes it down low to Aikman. Aikman pulls the jumper, misses, is rebounded by Hayden. Hayden has it. He'll drive in, dish out to Aikman again. Aikman drives in, gets the layup. Aaron Aikman performing like Troy Aikman on that one. Nothing but precision and execution.
Josh, I was waiting for you to make that call on the Aikman thing.
I'm a football guy. You know I had to. Mark Lewis drives in for the Penguins. He's contested. It's blocked out of bounds. And they give it. They give the ball back to Academy of Art. They thought it was knocked out of bounds by Aikman.
You know, when Tavani jumps up on his feet like that, you have to take note. Tavani knows what he's looking at.
He definitely does know what he's looking at. Coach Brett Tavani is not happy with that call as Lance Olivier seems to fumble around with it but regains control of the ball. He has such great ball handling skills. He goes up for the long two, misses. This is inbounded, rebounded by McNally. McNally will go down to Lewis. Lewis will have it now, and he's dribbling around, willing and dealing. Goes down low to Larson. Larson with the turnaround jumper. Oh, lost control of the ball. Goes up again with the easy hook shot. Killian Larson, 56-28 Penguins, 17-20 left on the clock.
Josh, that was heads up on Larson. He turned around without barely, as if he felt the hoop. Didn't have to look at it, he just knew where it was somehow. Converts the deuce.
And they go ahead and call a foul against Killian Larson, speak of the devil. They called holding on Larson as he'll exit the game. And Fox Mulholland, number 34, the transfer
Mulholland
from Santa Barbara.
Good minutes in the first half, Josh. And very effective shot making from Mulholland.
Oh, yeah, he was a top-notch performer in that first half, Stu.
Yep. He had a couple of nice jumpers in the first half that were worthy of a highlight reel.
As Lance Olivier looks to inbound it for the Urban Knights, dishes off to Prima. Prima pulls the long one. And they're only give him two for that, or they give him three, Stu?
No, they gave him
they
two.
They gave him two, so it looked like a three to me, but I was blocked there by David Morris.
That shot by Primo was primo.
And just then on that play, Stu, oh, it's stolen away by Xander McNally. Xander McNally goes down low to Brian. Brian goes up, pulls the contact, and he'll go to the line and make shoot for two. As Aikman on that one tried to, oh, that was Hunter Hayden, to try to get down there for the charge. Right under in the low post, Austin Bryant pulled up, got the two, pulled the foul, and he'll go to the line. Didn't get the points, but he'll go ahead and try to make them right now as he gets the two-point opportunity. 56-30. The Penguins are still in charge. 16:52 here left on the clock. To all the fans at home, you have to excuse my voice. Everyone's here fighting the cold or the flu or whatnot at Dominican University.
Yeah, my voice is getting a little bit tired there. That's why I was so happy to hand it off to you for the third quarter. You did a great job, by the way.
The bass in my voice is suffering right now, so you guys are going to have to excuse Barry White and deal with Smokey Robinson for the second half as Austin Bryan makes the first.
You are killing it tonight, Josh. You are on fire.
Folks, I can think of.
We've been away for a month, and Josh comes out dealing.
Practice makes perfect, they say.
Yeah.
As Austin Bryant shot the first one perfectly, goes for the second, attempts it, and he is perfect tonight from the charity stripe. 58-30. As Aikman will inbound it to Olivier. Olivier, the 5'2 guard, who's shown ridiculous amounts of athleticism and ball handling skill. As Aikman drives down low again. Oh, misses. The reverse layup. It's rebounded by Air Warden, Alex Warden. He gives it up to Mark Lewis, and Mark drove in right into the chest. I believe that's Hayden. Right into the chest. No, that's not Hayden.
Samuel.
That was Samuel. That was Philip Samuel, the junior from
Samuel
Las Cruces, New Mexico.
He got nailed under the bucket. He hit his head on the floor, I think.
Oh, he went head first into the hardwood. You heard a loud thud up here.
Jesse Mazza's on it. I felt the earth shake, Josh, when his head hit the floor. Jesse went running over there to make sure he's okay. He's our head trainer.
Got to check him, make sure there's no concussions or whatnot. Those are serious nowadays. His score is still 58-30. The Penguins have his. Lance Olivier drives in, tries to do the reverse layup. Looked like he had three Penguins beat. Missed it as he falls out of bounds with his own rebound.
That Olivier is so fun to watch. He is so fast, and his heads-up style of play is just a gas.
He definitely is. His centerman now, he was coming down court, and Lance Olivier is charged with another foul on McNally, and you should just see the two stand next to each other. Xander McNally, he's a good 6'2". Lance Olivier is a good 5'2". He's an entire foot bigger than McNally. And McNally is having a time trying to get past him, but he gets past him great as Fox Mahollan tries to go up, and he is rejected.
Yep, that was large.
By Jonathan Burnett, the 6'7 forward from Rock Island, Illinois.
Burnett just had a perfect read on the shot and knocked it out of there. Just and sent it flying.
Just when we were singing Burnett's praises, Dennis went in for the easy layup against the Penguins, found a crease in the defense, and drove in for the good points. 58-32, the Penguins are still in charge. Austin Bryan drives in, tries to draw the contact, misses. It's rebounded by Burnett. Burnett gives Olivier, oh, and he misses. Oh, Olivier muffs the ball. Snatched up by Mark Lewis, easy layups. 60-32.
What a great play by Lewis.
Heads up play by the Penguins. Great defense is what Coach Tavani loves, is what he preaches, what he teaches, what he lives by, and the Penguins are playing solid defense.
Absolutely.
60-32 as Olivier has it, gives a jab step, drives in, tries to pass out down low to Aikman. Aikman snatched away by Austin Bryan. Bryan gets a steal, drives in, easy layups. Flew to the rim, 62-32, Penguins lead by 30. Timeout, Academy Art. 15:07 left on the clock. And what else can you say? 62-32 says it all. The Penguins are getting steals. They're playing great defense. The Urban Knights, you can definitely see the frustration on the faces of the players as they're not getting the calls they want. They're not getting the shots they want.
Complete team dominance on the part of the Penguins. The Penguins are playing great tonight. And I'll tell you what, the Urban Knights are not playing poorly. It's just the Penguins are just right there. The Penguins are looking very good. Coming off of that big road trip to Hawaii, they got all refreshed, and now they're just playing great ball right now. And the Academy, not a bad team at all. Penguins just playing great.
Penguins are playing
nice
phenomenal right now. It's their type of game. When the Penguins play to the best of their abilities, Stu, I think they can definitely contend for the top of the Pac West. And that's a lot to say in the first year. Of course, we've lost lots of nail-biter games, but some of those games can be decided by one player or another. Dominican is looking very good.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It can be decided by one or two plays.
As Burnett chases back. Wow. Oh, tries to make it. No, that wasn't Burnett. That was Dennis. Tried to pull the long jumper, and he got it.
Well, at Dennis.
62-35.
Had a great first half.
He was phenomenal. He was absolutely fantastic for the Urban Knights. Xander McNally carries the ball down court, gives it up to Alex Ward, a.k.a. Air Warden, and dishes up top to Austin Bryan. Oh, it's dangerous when he has the ball in his hands. He's fouled. Tries to toss up the floater. Doesn't quite get it. He'll go to the line for the Penguins. And that is Willa Dennis' first foul for the Urban Knights as media timeout. And that's us, Stu. That's the media. Why don't we tell them about a little bit about our sponsors, Stu? How about that?
Well, all right then, Josh. I'd be happy to. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. The basketball game, though, is sponsored by Gelati Brothers Contractors in San Rafael, proud sponsors of Dominican Athletics since 1914. Not sponsors since 1914. They've been in business since 1914, Josh. Also, big sponsors, DU Athletics, Marin, IJ. It's all about Marin, the independent journal. Check them out online at marinij.com. Don't forget TNB Sports since 1946. TNBSports.com right down there on 4th Street in San Rafael. Finally, this timeout brought to you by Bank of Marin. Committed to your business and our community. Check them out online, bankofmarin.com. Now with some more play-by-players, Josh.
The raspy version of Josh Johnson is back again for the play-by-plays, too. As Austin Bryan still is yet to go to the line for the Penguins. The score is 62-35, 14-25 left here on the clock. The Urban Knights have four fouls so far in this first half. The Penguins only with two. And that was Will A. Dennis's first foul. As Austin Bryant now goes to the line after he's fouled on the attempted score, and he makes the first one, and he continues to be perfect. You know what? It's hard to find flaw in Austin's game. You know everyone has their flaws. But he always every mistake he ever makes, he follows it up with three good plays after that, Stu.
Yeah, that's a good point, and that's a sign of a great player.
You know, he has short-term memory. He gets out there. He messes up. He knows he's a freshman. He knows he can do better. Gets out there and does better. And you got to love the great play and the greatness he brings here to Dominican. As you can't come up with any more acronyms for great, you know.
I was going to say, you really hit the great meter
there. Synonyms,
there.
I should say, for great. As they call blocking against Mark Lewis on the transition play. And that will be Lewis's third foul of the game as Alistair Flack now will sub in for Mark Lewis. Alistair Flack, the Aussie, one of the original Australians, he'll tell you here at Dominican. It was him, Falconer, Morsey. He said, I am one of the original Aussies.
There was a guy named Michael Thomas a year before you got here who came in with Flack, who was, that Flack and Thomas, those guys, Flack, Thomas, and Morsey. What a great trio. Thomas left after 1 year, but Flack stayed, and he's done a great, great things for this program, Alistair Flack. Great four-year DU.
Just then, Arthur Sarabian was able to get up under the rim and score the easy two. I won't call it easy, though. He was guarded by three penguins as Austin Bryant. Yet another three. 67-37. Does he run out of gas?
I don't think so. That was clean. And that was out there 24.
He's a sharpshooter.
That was serious three-ball land.
If Austin Bryant was in the Army, he'd be a deadly sniper. I'm telling you. His favorite game to play is Call of Duty. He told me this before the game.
Whoa!
And just then, on the transition play, ball was tossed down court to Austin Bryant. Will A. Dennis dived up. Ball flew straight into the scorer's table. Knocked over just about everything. But the toupee off of the announcer, and we are all right. They're checking us right now to make sure our feed is still live. You're still hearing us out there. But that was absolutely fantastic.
We had players, the ball, all kinds of stuff came flying over, knocked the communications down in the scoring table, but we're still online, Josh, so we're still broadcasting. Everybody's settled down. I think everybody's still in one piece.
Everybody's doing all right.
Okay, good. Well, we're back on the air. We never left the air, so that's a good thing.
Just as the ball's inbounded by Austin Bryant to McNally. He's flustered a little bit by the guard from the Urban Knight. Oh, McNally almost loses it, but Al Flack is there to support him, comes up with it. Xander McNally, sometimes he can go a little too fast, and sometimes the ball doesn't realize he's moving that quickly. It's not many times you can say that McNally is not playing great, but just there. And they call a travel against Alex Ward. Alex Ward had gotten the pass from Fox Mullen right at the top of the arc. Jab stepped, and they called it a travel. I don't agree with that one, but I guess I got to make the game close somehow. Jordan Knox has the ball now. He's playing at the one for Academy of Art. Dennis will then have it again for the Urban Knights. Dennis drives in, tries to shake McNally, gets off the foot of Alex Ward, and it's rebounded by Ward. As McNally tosses down court to Austin Bryant. Bryant tosses down under the rim to Alistair Flack. Flack will clear it out again. Gets it up top to McNally, and McNally will start to run the offense for the Penguins. So gives it up to Alex Ward. Ward has it. He's willing and dealing. Goes back to Bryant. Bryant to McNally. McNally out again to Ward. Ward thinks about pulling the jumper. Doesn't do it. Dishes down low to Fox Mahollen. Mahollen goes up top to McNally again. 9 on the shot clock. 8 on the shot clock. Goes up. Oh, and Alex Ward trying to get the alley-oop. Reverse layup. Didn't quite get it. Dishes out to McNally. McNally shoots. Does not hit the rim. Goes out of bounds, and that will be in the hands of the Urban Knights as the score still remains 67-37. 12 minutes left to go in the second half. And they want, and the officials want the clock reset to 35 seconds.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Josh. Tavani does not look happy right now. He's shaking his head. Something's bugging him.
Something is bugging him.
It can't be the score.
I'm telling you, if anybody is a firm believer of it ain't over till it's over, it's definitely Brett Tavani. As He wants his team to continue to execute and not play sloppy, no matter how big the lead is. Just then, as Hunter Hayden was able to get the turnaround layup against Fox Mulholland.
I think that's the point. That Tavani, I'm sure, is not worried about the score right now, but it's the way the Penguins are doing it that he's always worried about. Guy's very much a perfectionist.
He very much is. As Alex Ward drove in, looked to have the good look at the hoop. Missed it. Tried to be rebounded by Fox Mulholland, but was snatched down by Jordan Knox as Dennis now has it. It's Wellay Dennis. Dishes inside to Hayden. Hayden tries to dish down low to Knox. Knox is not there. Hayden's dribbling against Alex Ward. Tries to go up, turn around with the left hand. Tries to put the shot up. It's rebounded and tossed down for the easy layup by Jonathan Burnett, the junior from Rock Island, Illinois. Jonathan Burnett with the easy turnaround jumper off the assist from Hayden. As Alistair Flack will now bring it up for the Penguins, gives it up to Mulholland. Fox Mulholland, the transfer, originally from Marin, went to Tamalpais High School. Mulholland now has it again, tries to dish down low to Alistair Flack, and it's snatched away by Williams. Williams now has it, gives it up to Dennis. Dennis, who can pull the three, tries to drive in, tries to get the contact. This is back out to Knox. Jordan Knox tries to pull the three-pointer. Oh, it's air ball. And now Xander McNally will have it again for the Penguins and bring it down court, and he'll slow things up. The score remains 67-41. 10 minutes and 13 seconds left in the second half. Alistair Flack has it. Pulls the long two. Oh, it's in and out like a fast food restaurant. Doesn't quite get it down as it's rebounded by Williams. Williams drives it down court now. He's going to try to get the open look. This is down low to Jordan Knox, and Knox is going to be fouled by Alex Ward.
You know, I gotta say, Austin Bryan went in for the attempted rebound on that last shot, and he seemed to be in the air forever. He was floating horizontally so far, Josh. He came approaching the area under the bucket from way outside the key. Drifted all the way across, had a tip on the ball, and kept going up. And that guy is light on his feet. He has really got hops, besides being arguably the best shooter in the conference.
I believe he is the best shooter in the conference, too, at least the most consistent. I can't argue at all. He leads the conference in points per game as a freshman.
Yeah, no, that is incredible.
Now, I was posed a question earlier this week by a friend of mine. He goes to a D1 school who shall remain nameless. He asked me, now, is that a reflection of him or of the conference you play in? I said, look here, my friend, you have not seen the conference we play in. We have faced giants compared to what we had faced last year in NAIA.
Yeah.
And for a freshman, no matter what level of basketball he's playing in, to come in and perform like Austin Bryan is, it's a reflection of how great of a player he has become and is continuing to become. And how he has been tutored by these older players and Coach Brett Tavani. You got to give a little bit up to Brett Tavani. And it's hard for any coach to give a freshman the reins and say, you're going to be our leading scorer. You're going to be the one to go out there and make sure we get our points on the board. And that's a lot to shoulder as a freshman. But Austin Bryan has done it. He has done it well for the Penguins.
That's one that you earn. If you're a freshman and you're in that position, it's because he earned every bit of it.
Well, if you think about it, technically Austin Bryant, he probably wasn't going to be starting at the beginning of the year. You had Adam Chavez, Xander McNally, and Alex Ward. All these guys, those were about to be, you know, with James McKinnon and Killian Larson. That was your starting five. Yeah. Adam Chavez decides to redshirt to get his academics just right. And just then, you know, a freshman, an unknown freshman from Wenatchee, steps up and has an all-star season.
Can't wait to see, speaking of Chavez, can't wait to see him next year.
Oh, no, Adam Chavez.
It's going to be
Austin
a beautiful
Bryant.
Thing. Yeah.
Don't get me excited, Stu, please. My voice hurts enough.
You're
as
doing
now,
great.
Lance Olivier has the ball. Right past the timeline for the Urban Knights. Olivier is trying to find the open man, trying to run the offense. This is off to Hayden. Goes down low to Burnett. And goes off the hands of Burnett. Oh, no, it's off the hands of one of the Penguin players. I sort of got it was out on Burnett, but it's inbounded by Olivier. The score is 67-42, 9:36 left. As Dennis drives in. And he draws a foul from Xavier Muldrow. I think that's Xavier's First foul. Oh, no, they call on Austin Bryan. Off-ball foul on Austin Bryan. His first foul of the game as well, 67-42. Noelle Dennis will go to the line for the Urban Knights. Attempts the first. Makes it. Noelle Dennis, the senior from Sacramento, California, Jesuit High School, makes the second. Alex Ward now has it. And look at this. The Urban Knights want to start playing full court press, dude. As Alistair Flatt gets it across the timeline rather easily. He's got some handles of his own as he dishes off to Austin Bryan. Draws a little contact there. Austin Bryan gets the screen from Larson. Pulls up for the long two. Oh, just off the tip of the rim.
And nobody was even anywhere near him. Nobody thinking about guarding him on that shot.
No doubt as Lance Livier throws up the lob to Burnett. Burnett goes down low, tries to put it up again, and they call a foul against. It's either against Muldrow. It is against Muldrow. Xavier Muldrow gets the foul called against him against Jonathan Burnett. I'm still trying to figure out how 5'8" Xavier Muldrow can go ahead and foul 6'7" Jonathan Burnett. But hey, the refs see it differently than I see it. 67-44, timeout Penguins. 9 minutes, 7 seconds here left on the clock.
How about I give you a break? That voice of yours is just cracking a little
bit.
It is. Hey, fans, we have a timeout, and it's a nice time to recognize a couple sponsors of DU Athletics. Frank Howard Allen Realtors. Love where you live. Find them online at fhallen.com. Also, Wells Fargo, proud supporters of DU Athletics. Visit a banker today for details. All about free checking with direct deposit for Dominican students. WellsFargo.com. Also for the best burritos in town. Say hey to Bobby. Tell him Stu and Josh say at Puentes Taqueria at the Montecito Plaza. Best burritos in town. Puentes.com. More play-by-play. Here he is, fans. The junior broadcasting sensation. My lovable sidekick, Josh Johnson.
Just then, Burnett missed his first two free throws. He goes ahead and misses the second one. It's rebounded by Killian Larson. Larson's swarmed by the Urban Knights, but he dishes it off to Alistair Flack. Al Flack just speeds across the timeline. Oh, trips over himself. Don't hurt yourself, Al, as Alistair Flack dribbles around. And he's showing tremendous handles. Alistair Flack dishes down low to Larson. Larson will draw the foul from Hayden, and he'll go to the line for the Penguins. Al Flack was just all over the place on that one. Seemed like he was dribbling the ball for 20 minutes for what was probably only 20 seconds. So he was up, down, and around defenders. As Killian Larson will now go to the line for the Penguins. Coach Brett Tavani pulls together Muldrow, Bryan, and Flack. Talks to all three of them as Killian Larson makes the first. 68-44, Penguins. 8:49 left on the clock. Larson goes to shoot the second, and it's all good. 69-44 as Olivier brings it up court now for the Knights. The Urban Knights are just trying to find an answer to the Penguins right now. Olivier has it. He's dribbling, tries to go off, and he's swarmed by two defenders. Olivier, the 5-2, dishes off the no-look pass, and that went nowhere. There was no one within 10 feet of it. Olivier was just hoping someone was going to jump up and catch that one. But the guys on the bench don't count, as Lance Olivier will be credited with the turnover on that one. And Xavier Muldrow, the sensational sophomore, will carry it up court for the Penguins. Muldrow, the quickness, the handles. This is down low to Alex Ward. Ward goes ahead, pump fakes. Go up top and clear it out to Al Flack. My man Al Flack dribbles, drives in. Oh, goes back out again. Is reached around by Lance Olivier. Swore that was reaching. Oh, and Xavier Muldrow tried to have the no-look pass. Was snatched away by Hayden. Rebounded as it bounced off the bottom of the rim by Dennis. Dennis dishes out to Olivier. Olivier drives in. And they call blocking on Xavier Muldrow. Muldrow seemed to be firmly planted there to get the charge. We're going to go ahead and call blocking. And that is X's second foul of the night. Xavier Muldrow from Riverside, originally from Martin Luther King High School. 69-44, the Penguins still lead. 7-57 as the Penguin cheerleaders come out to entertain the home crowd. And right now, I don't know about you, Stu, but I have no complaints, no concerns. It could happen. Academy of Art could come back. 7:57 left.
I don't doubt
44-69. You know, it could happen.
I don't doubt that we're going to see some sort of a push from Academy, but the Penguins are so far out. And beyond that, they're playing so well. With 7:57 to go, 69-44, Penguins are killing it.
Well, momentum is an interesting thing, Stu, and right now the Penguins definitely have it, and Academy of Art is struggling to get it. Struggling to get it. So I would definitely say that, you know, like my man Mike Wells says, Uncle Mo, you want them on your side, you want them in your house, and right now the Penguins having it, and the Urban Knights don't. That's all I can say here from raspy-voiced Josh Johnson here on Radio.
Dominican.
I'm trying to sound great.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Lonnie. She's here standing next to us, a new junior Penguin. Actually, she's a fan of the Urban Knights. Do you have anybody you want to say hi to? Your mom? You want to say hi to your mom? Okay. Josh, she's a fan of the Urban Knights. How old are you? You're 6 years old? Have you ever been on the radio? She's a fan of the Urban Knights, though. That I know.
Well, we welcome her, and we're glad to have her. We're okay. Definitely glad to have her. Shout out to all the Urban Knights fans that are listening.
Well, we've got one right here.
That's Olivier. Shoots the first one off the tip of the rim.
Yeah, 69-44 fans, and the Penguins are very comfortable right now. Olivia is not happy, though.
Comfortable might be the understatement of the evening, but.
Well, yeah.
Well, let's not be cruel.
No. Hey, these guys are.
A formidable opponent, and they have not given up whatsoever.
No.
They are making the Penguins work for everything right now.
These guys are tough, and the DUs are happy to be where they are right now, but they're going to have to stay on it to stay comfortable.
And Alistair Flack with the amazing crossover. Dishes down low to Ward. Alex Ward fumbles it around his feet. Dishes out to Xavier Mojo with the three ball. 71-45.
What a play by Muldrow. Holy cow, the jumping, buckling three-ball Muldrow. So smooth.
Just on the transition, Dennis tried to pull up for the long two, but didn't get it. As Xavier Muldrow, who's now running the one for the Dominicans, comes down court. Muldrow's got some moves of his own. This is up top to Al Flack. Alistair Flack drives in against Lance Olivier. This is up top to Killian Larson. They call a travel on Larson.
No bucket. They waved it off, even though it fell.
Did fall, but the score still remains 71-45. Penguins. It's about 7 minutes here left on the clock as Devin Williams brings it down for the Urban Knights. Gets the turnaround jumper. Makes it. Nothing but net as X Muldrow now has it. And he just clears it out for the Penguins, and they're slowing it down a little bit. Xavier Muldrow starts to run a little bit of the offense. Drives in. Dole dishes out, and there's a little miscommunication on that play. It was either Alex Ward or Al Flack was supposed to be in position. They weren't in the right position. X Muldrow dished it out there and went right out of bounds into the hands of our halftime performers, the CYO Youth Basketball Organization over there, Stu. As X Muldrow now has it for the Penguins. On yet another game transition play after the missed shot from Academy of Art. And Xavier Muldrow is sworn by Devin Williams. They both fall out of bounds. The ball goes out of bounds, but they'll give it to the Penguins. 71-47. And returning for the Penguins now is Xander McNally, who will take out Austin Bryant. Austin Bryant, who's had a fantastic game. Get some stats for you on Bryant, Muldrow, Larson, Ward, Flack. Soon as possible.
Austin Bryan has had a fantastic game. Oh, he's just played beautifully tonight. Josh, as you mentioned, every night, but you know, from the time that you and I were on the air 1 month ago tonight, so you take the last 30 days off, in that time the Penguins have traveled all over the place, including an 8-day stint in Hawaii. Penguins have played a lot of away basketball, and Bryan has continued to improve throughout that break. The whole team has improved. And they coming in tonight, they're looking solid. First time you and I have seen him in a month.
Right you are, Stu. And, you know, one thing the only question I have is how will he improve next year? You know, I love to see how he comes out next year, how he treats his offseason. And, you know, sometimes that could tell you everything, because next year they're going to be looking out for Austin Bryant. He's not going to be a surprise to anybody. He's not going to be that true freshman and no one expected. He's going to be known. They're going to know this guy led the conference last year. He might mess around and become a Pac West or an NCAA Division II All-American. Who knows? But you know what? I'd love to see how he comes out next year and how this Penguin team looks after their first year of NCAA competition under their belt. Especially now next year, we will have the option of going to the playoffs. We can't go to playoffs this year, Stu, as Lance Olivier goes to the line for the Penguins.
Still in transition to the NC2A.
Makes both.
Outright.
Right you are, Stu. 71-49. 5:52 left on the clock. As Alistair Flack has it. Al Flack drives in, dishes out to Xavier Mojo. Looked to pull the three, but now he's going to change his mind. He's dribbling around. He's willing and Dylan trying to get into the paint. This is up top again to Al Flack. Al Flack has it. 9 on the shot clock, 8 on the shot clock. Oh, tries to throw the alley-oop, but Xander McNally jumped up, was behind the rim. Tried to save his head on that one. He almost hit his head on the bottom of the rim. That guy can jump, I'm telling you, as the shot is taken by Devin Williams from Academy of Art. And Williams missed it. It was rebounded. Now McNally has it on the other end of the court for the Penguins, and he's guarded closely by Lance Olivier. And you can kind of tell the frustration. He's going for the steal. But he doesn't know that Xander McNally specializes in steals, and he knows how to keep you from stealing from him. Al Flack will now have it. And Al Flack, once again, another crossover. Crossover to the right, to the left. Drives in, pulls it. Oh, pulls the contact. Turn around, jumper off balance. 73-49, 4:45 on the clock.
That was milky. Al Flack, what a play with the buckler. Off balance, as Josh mentioned. Falling backward, falling. Good.
And just then, they call a foul.
I can't get over that play by Flack.
It was fantastic.
That was fantastic. That's as good a play as you'll ever see anywhere, pros included.
And they call that foul against number 10. Is there a number 10 on the court? Oh, that's not against the Penguins. I thought it was originally against the Penguins, but it is not, as Al Flack pulls the long three.
Holy cow.
Three-pointer. I'll take all three of those. 76-49.
Are you kidding? Flack from long range drops a bomb on it, baby.
Now Devin Williams is guarded closely by Xander McNally. Williams tries to pull his own three. Gets his own. 76-52. He says, I got threes, too.
Flack's all over the place.
He is all over the place, but Devin Williams on that play says, you got three of those, here goes three of these.
And yeah.
As Xander McNally dishes out to Al Flack. Al Flack pulls another jumper. Oh, he tried to pick up the foul on that one, but he's knocked down by Olivier. Olivier drives in, tries to draw another foul, and it'll go the way of the Penguins as Killian Larson will draw the charge from Lance Olivier, and he is disgusted right now with the officiating.
Olivier has so much attitude. I love this guy's game. He is so fast. He's got this no-look pass and bullet pass, chest-high, two-handed bullet. That guy can bring it in such a huge way. At 5'2", it's just an astounding talent.
It absolutely is. I mean, it's just, I love the passion he plays the game with. A lot of people will look at that and say, oh, why is he so mad? Why is he frustrated? It's just passion, Stu. It's that competitive nature that every athlete has. And you know what? You know, you don't like losing. And, you know, you don't like being down by this much, and you see the frustration. But I can tell you, every time I've seen Lance Olivier this season, he has played phenomenally. He has played with passion, with heart. And you can't say that about a lot of people. Or at least a lot of athletes right there out in college basketball, but he's playing with a lot of heart and he's playing with a lot of determination, and you can't take nothing away from him. Just sitting on the inbounds, the Penguins have it. It's grabbed down by Xander McNally. Dishes out to Xavier Mojo. Mojo gets up to Larson. Larson back to Mojo. And Mojo still has it for the Penguins. Dishes down low to Tyler Sokol. Sokol with the turnaround jumper. off the back of the rim. This is rebounded by Olivier. Olivier pulls up with the long three, short air ball. It's rebounded by McNally. McNally gives it up to Austin Bryant. Austin Bryant pulls up for the long two. Nothing but net. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 78-52. 2:58 left here on the clock. And I say it once, I say it again, and I'll say it over and over again. The Penguins are still in charge as Devin Williams has it, dribbles in, has a hesitation, gives the head fake, goes up, misses the shot. Ball, it's knocked away, but it's grabbed by Lance Olivier. Olivier dishes down low to Samuel. Philip Samuel, the junior guard from New Mexico, is fouled up under the rim, and he'll go to the line. And now number four, Isaac Prima, will come in for Lance Olivier. Now on the shot on that one. Burnett makes the basket for the Urban Knights. 78-54. The Penguins have it. Entering for the Penguins right now is none other than Daniel Ella, the true freshman from Australia. As Austin Bryant almost threw that one away, but it was saved by Killian Larson. Daniel Ella has entered, number 11.
He did throw it away.
And now they're trailing Daniel Ella. He's happy to be off the bench, dude. He's running around trying to stay open for the Penguins. Also, Brett Ponch is in for the Penguins.
Yep.
Brett Ponch, the junior from Redding, California, known for his shooting abilities. The ball will go out of bounds to Academy of Art.
Wells in for Brian, Josh. He's in there with Ella, who we haven't heard of on the radio at all, though I know Ella got some minutes in Hawaii. Three ball goes off by Mike Wells. Wells, who came in on the last turnaround. Wells, Poncha, Ella, Sokol, Larson. Those five guys on the floor.
And they just shot to Brett Poncha. Oh, Brett Poncha almost got the three. Off the, handoff from Killian Larson. It goes down low to Daniel Ella. Daniel Ella with a no-look layup. Pulls it up, tries to draw the foul, gets the points.
That was no look.
80-54, no look layup from Daniel Ella.
That was no look out of Ella, and Ella just threw it up there. But I have a feeling he knew what he was doing.
And just on a transition, Jonathan Burnett was able to get the ball, and a foul will go against Willie Dennis against Mike Wells. Is in the game now is Michael Wells, Brett Poncha, Daniel Ella, Tyler Sokol, and Killian Larson, the two Twin Towers. Killian Larson and Sokol. A lot of people were excited to see them on campus. Two of the biggest guys we've ever had here at Dominican University as Mike Wells will go to the line.
The two biggest we've ever had. The largest guy was
Trey Putnam, wasn't it?
Putnam was 6'7". John Ojo was 6'8", and that was in 2000.
All right. Stu, you are the encyclopedia of basketball at Dominican University.
John Ojo wore number 34. And he was 6'8". That's the biggest guy we ever had. Now all of a sudden we have two 6'10ers. I love it.
Well, how about that as Mike Wells makes the first one, 81-56 Penguins. And he'll miss the second one. It's rebounded by Dennis. Dennis of the Urban Knights. Dennis will carry the ball up court. About 1:05 left on the clock. And it's safe to say that this one's in the bag and on ice.
Yeah, with 1 minute to go, 81-56. I'd say that's you can call that one done.
You can definitely call that one done as the foul will go against Daniel Ella on Willie Dennis, and he'll go to the line. And Ella, the freshman, the young guy, the baby-faced youngster, he has a, I believe that is one of those licking stick tattoos on his arm. Looks like the Australian flag. It's one of those homemade tattoos.
I don't know.
That you get from Chuck E. Cheese, and he's got one.
Oh, man, you're bringing it to Ella.
Oh, the freshman. You got to love the freshman. You gotta love him.
Ella's in my speech class. He's a good guy.
Oh, he's a cool guy. I love Daniel. I gave Ella a tour of Dominican when he was recruited, actually.
Is that right?
Yes, it did. His mom made me promise that me and Alistair Flack look after Dan. And we've done a bang-up job. Just kidding. We've done a great job of looking after Daniel Ella. Love the guy to death. As well, A will go ahead and make his first. Misses his second. It's rebounded by none other than Daniel Ella. Now it's Dennis, excuse me, made his first. And Mark Lewis will now have it up top for the Penguins. Mark Lewis, who has entered the game for Mike Wells. No, Mark Lewis hasn't entered for Mike Wells. Mike Wells is still in there. Dishes out to Brett Poncha. Brett Poncha pulls the three. Oh, and it's short. Brett Poncha wants a three ball. Bad, Stu.
Sokol with a nice rebound. But then it went into the Penguin cheerleaders. Yeah, Poncha did want that one. Poncha is usually pretty good outside the arc, too.
Oh, he's great.
But you got to give him some minutes to get warmed up.
Oh, yeah. You know, when you sit on the bench, it's hard to come off and be hot. Not too many players can do it.
Especially when there's not much on the line, 25 seconds to go, and the Penguins are.
But Brett Poncha is definitely one of those guys who can perform well. I think he does well under pressure situations, to tell you the truth, coming off the bench. But no pressure here, and the foul will go against Poncha. 81-57, 24.5 seconds left on the clock. And that's almost all she wrote as Johnston misses the first. That's Josiah Junkston, sophomore from Loomis, California. Makes second, and Mike Wells inbounded for the Penguins. It's stolen away by Dennis. Dennis tries to throw it back against Mark Lewis, and it goes out of bounds off of Mark Lewis, and he'll now be inbounded again by the Urban Knights. Arthur Sorabin will inbound it for the Knights as Dennis has it. He dribbles, tries to pull the three, bounces off the lip of the rim. It's rebounded by Mike Wells. Mike Wells will have it, and he'll hold it. Oh, he'll give it up to Tyler Sokol. Sokol's guarded, trapped. They have a Sokol, and the ball goes in the hands of Ella. Ella dishes out to Brad Poncha. Brad Poncha pulls it. Oh! And Poncha tried to get... Poncha tried to pull the three-pointer with 2 seconds left. Didn't get it. It's tossed up again, and the Penguins go ahead and win this one. 81-58. And the Penguins have once again beat the Urban Knights of Academy of Art University. Stu, I'm loving it.
Josh, you did a fine job on the play-by-play tonight. Penguins with a nice victory tonight. Of course, any victory in conference is nice. Penguins get past Academy of Art after the women lost a heartbreaker. So the Penguins with a split tonight. We'll take it. Season 1, NC2A basketball. Glad you stayed with us, fans. Our next broadcast, Saturday night, 48 hours from now. Penguins, Notre Dame, Dana Moore, all conference, all night. Two games, Saturday, 5:30 women, 7:30 men. Christian Dean in the house, radio.dominican.edu.